Hello, everybody. Welcome to the House of Learned Minds. We always will receive a double helping of justice and truth. Come on in, sheesh. So glad to have you with us on this Monday, the first day of the week. We're dealing with a very important subject matter. We will not be going into too many preliminaries or jokes. The time for jokes are over, but it is the day of decision making, the day of judgment. It's been the day of judgment all day long. You know, this is the day of judgment for the January 6th Commission, the Congressional Select Committee to ascertain what happened on the day of the insurrection in the United States when it was attacked from within by its own people, by own design, and tried to even tie it close to the commander-in-chief himself, the president of the United States. So we'll deal with that, and we're going to talk about the day of judgment. As I said, it's been a day of judgment, not only with that, but the verdict for Harvey Weinstein has just come in. He's guilty of, I guess, a second count of rape. Also, Amber Heard and the Johnny Depp case, Amber Heard decided to drop her appeal. Yes. Day of judgment. Day of decision-making. Punishment, if there's going to be punishment or not. O.J. Simpson giving interviews. Bill Cosby facing new charges. It's a day of judgment here in the United States. But the day of judgment for the January 6th insurrection, where many of those participants are now serving time in federal penitentiaries for their crimes. Others still to go on trial. I believe over 800 people. I felt they should not have been allowed to leave the Capitol. Once they got in, you know, roaches check in, but they don't check out. Sheesh. And that's what I would have had my guards do. If you try to come by this door, you will be shot. And I thought that they should have been shot before they got in. Now we hear from the Capitol Police that the Capitol Police are questioning their activity during that day and changing some things. Because I'm wondering, when can they use deadly force? You're being beat up. You're having your weapons taken. I'm hearing today that there's guards saying they had their ammunition taken off of them physically. That's their weapons. Being attacked with bear spray and flagpoles. And we know at least one gun that did not belong to any law enforcement officer was there. That these people were being led by military officers, by people who were serving as police officers in other states, paramilitary, you could say, because they have been trained, and I would imagine certified. Sheesh. It was no time to play. They came with the bear spray. They came hunting and shooting for bear. They didn't find the bear. They would have found the eagle. The eagle had landed, and it landed right on your ass with all its tendons dead in your behind. You know, you don't have to go home, but you got to get out of here. That's what they should have told them at that time. I predicted before Trump even was inaugurated what was going to go down. It's funny that Mr. Larry is the only guy that's giving you this information beforehand, not only on this subject matter, but on all subject matter. Give you another idea. talk about the Artemis one and the Orion just touched down Sunday after a 26-day mission to Mars, and the farther out that it's ever been with a supposed manned flight, but it was a dummy in it, or not a real man in it. But that vehicle touched down, and I said it looked awful spiffy. You know, it looked like it hadn't even left a showroom floor, if you can say, if it was an automobile. It looked like brand new, just it didn't have the paint job on it any longer, and the American flag, and NASA, and all this other thing on it, and the USA. But it looked new. You know, I told you before that they needed to get that handled. When Mr. Larry speaks, the whole world listens. And I saw today a closer image of that capsule, and I'm dead on. Man, whatever they did right, they need to keep doing. Now get the paint job ready where it's not peeling off, which to me I take to be polluting the universe with paint chips or whatever is flying around and so forth. And I know you're going to have some, but you don't want to peel off. You want probably none to peel off. That it looks almost like it come off the showroom floor. Well, this comes from Mr. Larry. This is not coming from the commander-in-chief or coming from NASA or nobody else. They showed today an image of one of the Apollo capsules touched down in the ocean, and it's charred. That's what I tell you. I mean, it doesn't take close observation to show who is really observing it and who is not observing it around here. So when Donald Trump was elected president, I told you it's going to be hell to pay to get him out of there. This fool, and I just had to use the term for him, this imbecile. He's an imbecile. Anytime a grown man needs to walk around with a red cap on with his name on it, or mega or whatever on it, to tell you who he is and wear a red tie all the time, just like a buffoon. It's just like a child in the third grade, and the mother, you remember, you pin to him, tell Joey to wear his boots home, because Joey all forgets his boots. Has he forgotten his name is Trump? Why do he need his name on him anywhere, even at any election campaign or party or whatever? Let them wear it, not you. I've never got that debate that I wore my own campaign pins. My name, I've been on my car. Sheesh, you know, my headquarters, but it ain't going to be on me, because you know who in the hell I am. Simply by my face, it be on the picture, on the posters, on the buttons, and on the car. And smiling down from you on the sign at the headquarters. So this man showed that he wasn't playing with a full deck. Before it got to the point of an insurrection. And I used the term that is going to be an insurrection with this man in office, the way he act. Anytime the commander-in-chief will take a widow whose husband is not even buried and tell her, you can't even open up the coffin. He do not belong to the United States of America. He belongs to the widow, to the children, the mothers and fathers, to the communities. It don't belong to you after you have prepared him at Dover or her and lovingly escorted them home and gave them the salute that they needed to send off. That's all you needed to do. You didn't need to tell them what they had to be buried in, not open the coffin. But this is what he did to black widows. and then stand there and argue with them, debate with them about how smart he is. You know, he's a fool. How is that the commander-in-chief? He doesn't have sense to even be a gentleman to take female reporters. And I have to say females against male reporters. Tell the guards, get him out of here. That's a jackass. At his different conventions and different campaign stops, having them attack black women and other people and say, get him out of here. I don't want to see him any longer. Because they hold a sign or say something out loud. You don't know how to handle a crowd, but you are a professional communicator with a program that's been on for 20 years. Ashish. So I'm getting into the crust of what the January 6th Commission showed us today and told us today. Remember the day. Remember one man. I want you to remember that one man. You remember the congresswoman said, the senator said, that what was most important. With all of the presidents who have served in the Union since George Washington, everyone voluntarily left the office after election. Whether they lost one election and was to leave. Donald Trump even said before, he may not leave. He may use the military. They should have took him out right there just like they did in Peru with the president. They didn't play no doo-doo with him. And he's talking about suspending the Constitution. Talking about he's taking over. He's suspending the official elected government representatives. They said, oh, hell no. Now he's under arrest or whatever, and the vice president is the president. Why? Because that's the way it's supposed to be done. When Donald Trump started all this doo-doo and the times that it took to impeach him twice, costing millions of dollars each time to impeach him, he should have been taken out of the White House, even forcibly. When the Donald stood there on the day of the insurrection and sat in the dining room after he met with the people and told them, you go on to Congress and I'll be right back with you. Ashish. That's coming from right now, the greatest, elder statesman, I guess, in the country right now, Larry Lamont. I'm telling you like it is. I'm very observant. I see things that other people don't see. You know, give you another example. They just did a big to-do on ABC Disney about Beauty and the Beast. And I was the only person that asked, well, why could you got a black beauty now. Why could you not have a black prince? You didn't even have enough sense to have a black, you the Asian guy playing a black, playing the father of a black female. That's cute. That could be done for a high school production. We don't have enough actors to play the part. You may have to have some boys put on dresses to play the part of females. That's done. I did it. But when you're doing a production that's Broadway or off-Broadway, you can cast it with reliable people who most of the time are in the union, are professionals. So you can get a black man who can sing just as well as that white prince. Oh, he did a wonderful, marvelous job, I have to say. But it just took something away from it for me. It will never be the same. And then the young black actress said afterwards, I'm satisfied. Then now they got the coming up, I believe on Hulu, talk about Kindred. A story from a black female author that seemed to be tied and doing the same type of writing. They all got the fantasy for a white man. So they're going back in the past. She's got a white man in the present time, meaning let's say 2022. This is going back to 1861 or 63 or whatever the day is. And then she's going to have a great adventure with a white man there. While Uncle Tommy, and I call him Sambo in Aunt Jemima stories. There's nothing I want to see. That's not entertaining to me. It wasn't made to be entertaining to me. It was made to be entertaining to black females that got a fetish for white men. Let's just tell it like it is. I remember the teachers had us read those types of stories in school. And all the other people say, hey, I had to read that in school. I had to read this. Yes. White kids were learning Thackeray and learning Shakespeare and learning Yeats. Do you hear me? Poe, you know, Bronte. We were learning about little black Sambo. Oh, we got a grin on his face, a shuffling, giant, and fiddling. Sheesh. That's what we come now with the Donald. We're skinning and grinning and scrumming our banjos, black women and black men, every campaign venue you saw for Donald Trump, you saw black people sitting on the stage. Why? Did you not hear what he was saying to attack the black woman at his other campaign stop? Did you not hear how he insulted the black widow of the American military hero? Did you not hear him insult the women in the press corps? But you as a woman followed this man. As he said, grab him by the so-and-so. I guess that's what you like. Well, I'm not into that. Just like I'm not into Sambo and Aunt Jemima stories. Sheesh. I'm a writer myself, the best. I can write stories about slavery. I can write stories about even interracial couples, but I'm not going to bastardize a story just to make a white man look good. And that's what you want me to do with Donald Trump, some people want. No matter how bad he is, they want me to think that he's good, that he's wholesome, that he's all American, that he's making America great again. Bullshit. Don't pee on my leg and telling me it's raining. And sheesh. That's Larry Lamont's quote. Some other people have appropriated, but hey. I know the difference between the two. I've been alive for a long time. Just had a birthday the other day. Into the 70s now more. Don't try to bullshit me. I'm not your child. Some talk to you, and especially white people talk to you on social media. By the way, Elon Musk now ran a vote. Should he drop out being the head of Twitter? Now, even though Twitter keeps sending me notifications that I'm a member, I wasn't given the opportunity to vote. Do he think that was proper? That was legal? He's supposed to allow everybody back on who wasn't a threat to security or to people's lives. I wasn't a threat to anybody. They still got those women on there selling their ass. They keep sending in the notification in the Twitter name wanting to know, do I want to F them? I'm telling you what I see. But Elon didn't allow me to vote. Another white man like the Donald. That tells you how much he You got black women that write up all kind of love stories about it. Because that's what they've been showed is good literature. She don't write up stories about loving Frederick Douglass or loving George Washington Carver or whatever. But anytime you see a story, it's the black woman and the white man. And then you see later on the black woman complain. Oh, they made me do it. They twisted my arm. Just had another one last week. I told you that's what they do. I'm tempering this with how much I'm going to punish someone when you had a hand in your own creation. You had a hand in your own defeat. You had a hand in your own genocide. You destroyed yourself. You know, they got a movie now out about Barbie. They show Barbie almost like 2001, A Space Odyssey. She got a happy behind standing over little white girls. I didn't see a mixed girl. I didn't see a black girl, an Asian girl, a Hispanic girl. All white girls playing with white dolls. Maybe that's apropos. It's just like the famous, test that they did for children years ago with the dolls. What black children picked the white doll or what they picked the black doll that looks like them. The majority of black children picked the white doll because they were told that the white doll was better. The white doll was clean. The white doll was pure. The white doll was smart, even though it got sawdust in its head. It's smarter than the black doll. Even if the black doll could talk, just the white skin made it better. So now they want us to think because white men who are poor as a church mouse, as those ones in the insurrection and being charged, they just charged a little sucker that ran the man up the stairs to 7 years in the penitentiary. Lucky for him, he didn't run into me because I would have shot him dead on the stairs. I'm the only person to say that. And I'm saying that's not as a threat, but as a promise. If I had been a guard there, he wouldn't have survived. Maybe he would have, because I would have tried to hit him first with that knot and known him, since he's like he is, a little punk, would have turned and run. Or beg, don't hit me no more. Soon as you start whooping his ass with that baton, you didn't have to shoot him. He'd been on his knees, whimpering, looking up like a little dog, back and forth on the ground, backing up. Because he wanted to show submission that you done beat his ass down. You didn't have to shoot him, but if it had to come to that, that's what it would have come to. Don't take another step. They should have done that before they got into the building. I wonder who gave the order not to shoot, to kill. What if it's the Russians the next time? What if it's the Koreans the next time? What if it's the Chinese the next time? You know, President Obama told us in the State of the Union address how the United States had to fear China and India because they were developing so much faster than the United States that they didn't have to steal our things any longer. They had stole so much. Their students had come and been educated at Harvard and UCLA and, and Michigan State. Ashish, that no longer did these people have to steal our ideas, though they continue to do that. Now they taunt us, they hack us. And we had the president of the United States, Donald Trump, thinking it's funny and helping him to do that. That he took things from the White House he had no business taking. What did I tell you? I said on the day when he was going out of the White House with his punk ass self that he should not have went out that way, even for the Republican Party. He should have shown some class, shook the hand of his person coming to replace him, if we say that, and replace the first lady. He should have went to the Capitol, listened to the speech before he took off, as the Obamas did him. But lacking class, even though he's a multimillionaire and a billionaire, was brought up with nannies, was brought up with Mrs. Manners, was brought up on learning the right soup spoon and salad fork to use and not to use the same for his meat and his dessert. Hello, do you hear me talking? He didn't learn the social graces that was taught in the black home down a dirt road. Just mother and father, maybe granny, big mama, that teach you how to chew with your mouth closed. Don't put your elbows on the table. If you heard how he acted and so forth, or even on that day of the insurrection in the dining room, where a real president would have been in the situation room. Do you hear me? With the maps, with the monitors, with the different telephones, with all of his leaders, should have had the Joint Chiefs, hello. Should have had cabinet members there, hello. Should have had his chief of staff there. Do you hear me? This coming from a former presidential candidate, the one that got Shirley Chisholm to run, the one that got it where Obama became the first black president because they thought I was going to be the first black president. You know, the one that helped people like Coleman Young, that now his statue going in the statuary hall of the Congress of the United States of America, replacing a white man. Donald Trump should never go up. Donald Trump's portrait should not be in the White House. Nothing of his should be there. He's worse than Richard Nixon. Impeached twice, stating that he was going to use the military to stay in power. He should have been walked out the door then. Matter of fact, his own cabinet members stated that on the day of the insurrection, they were talking about removing him from office. These were white men and white women. We're not talking about Dr. Ben Carson. Sheesh. Matter of fact, what happened to him? What happened to Miss Love in the Congress? When she asked a few questions, the white folks and Donald Trump turned on her. She's got a Mormon husband. Supposedly the same people that said that black folks were demons and damned by the devil. I just saw actress, black actress, that's supposedly the most honored actress in the history of Broadway, just reported the other day she got a Mormon husband. Ain't no way my daughter is black gonna bring a Mormon to my house. I don't give a damn who knows that. It's no way that you're gonna bring a Mormon to my house. I just look at a commercial now. I got the volume now. You got a black woman standing by a white man. They're supposed to look cute now. And a black guy sitting at a desk selling them insurance. That pissed me off. Why can't the black man be standing by her and the white man sitting at the desk selling the damn insurance? They have bastardized our history and our families to the point that we believe that crap. And they get angry if you bring it up. They don't want to hear the truth. The truth gets stuck in the craw. And they choke on it. Like on their own saliva. Can't swallow it. You know, you're close to death when you can't swallow your own spit. Really. Not only to breathe, but if you can't even control your own saliva, which keeps you alive. You don't spit out every mouthful of saliva because it's just a nourishment as blood. But if you can't swallow it, it becomes abhorrent to you, to your living, to your body. You ain't got long here. And hello, or do you hear me talking to you? Sheesh. That's the Donald. Well, now the commission have come up with 4 charges against him. I won't go over the charges right now, but I will tell you one said that he defrauded the United States of America, that he attempted to do that and do that daily, on a daily basis, as I told you. This sucker was turning loose criminals, white criminals who had done crimes that he knew were guilty of crimes that I think need to be added on charges to charge his ugly butt with. I remember I stated about treason and Trump on Facebook. They gave me, 7 days off or something like that. Because I said that treason is punishable by death. It is. The white president of the United States had no problem, George Bush, of having Saddam Hussein, who was an elected president of Iraq, strung up from the gallows, like the same gallows that they had there during the insurrection. He was telling them, look, I am the president. You can't do that to me. Well, the Justice Department and the Justice Department of Iraq said, yeah, we can, and we're going to. Sheesh. I feel what Donald Trump has done, and what is, especially with his liaison with foreign agents coming to see him in his private residence, but being stopped by security that have sensitive documents that he took illegally out of their proper repository and then keep them in a proper repository wherever he took them, which was to Mar-a-Lago. He knew exactly what he was doing when he met in private with Kim, when he met in private with Putin. Little Red Pootie Hood got his nose wide open. And he thinks Little Red Pootie Hood gonna come to his defense. He may go over there and do that stuff over there in the Ukraine, but he better not break wind too close to the United States border. Do you hear me talking? General Milley and the others, I don't care what color they are, and you got women generals and admirals as well as men, all races. Black folks control the bomb. Matter of fact, the black president of the United States controlled the bomb at one time. The head of the Joint Chief was a black man, Colin Powell. Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell. We ain't no poo butts anymore. And sheesh. We don't have to be afraid of you. We got the same thing you got. You think that you can scare us? You don't intimidate us with your squirrel guns. But that's what they thought they were going to do to the governor of the state of Michigan, me. And they saw I wasn't running. They even shot me. And saw that it took more than a squirrel gun or a rabbit gun to put me down. That I wasn't going to stay down. And I'm coming up with my middle finger up, patting my behind, showing them my black behind. That's me. Can you hit it? Hello. That's what they got in mind, the people like Donald Trump and his police departments all over the United States that he set up like he did here to shoot black leaders like me and get away with it. Matter of fact, here we just had a woman murdered on Sunday. Another one before the year's ended. Shot at the housing project, you know, apartments and so forth, taken from the second floor and brought the bottom floor to the doorway. I don't know any more about that case. And then told you about last week about the gun running here. Didn't I tell you what's going to happen? Everything Mr. Larry tell you about occurs. You don't like it? They don't like me to talk that type of talk here. It don't sell good with the tourists. I'm not trying to sell you to come here and get Michigan apples or taste our wine. I want you, if you come, to come and be safe. That you can lie on the beach with your eyes closed and they're not going to bother you. Now, hello. These people don't have that mindset. They're evil people. They have not been taught how to get along with other people. They've not been taught how to want the best for themselves. So they want the best for you. These people, if they knew that, if they worked with me, I could have been president of the United States, would have still worked against me. Because they're just that hateful. I can't wait to get away from them. I tell you, that's why I stay here in my apartment. Don't bother a soul. Don't want to see none of the women. Don't want to see none of them. Want to leave me to... So, and I do the same to you. That's why I go to the store. I don't go there for their enjoyment to harass me. That's why I tell them, quit effing with me. I'm spending $200, $300. I'm not spending nothing in here. You don't own nothing in here. They have to take your mess. That's why the owner said, well, we'll handle it. And then the same person still working there. But if they had insulted a white person like that, you think they'd still be working there? Or if I had insulted somebody, they'd say, well, did you not know what? Didn't we train you better than that? Did you not see the video and so on, so on, so on, so on? Because they got the video. I worked at the same place. They tell them not to do that. But these are the same Uncle Toms that Donald Trump got working for him. That vote for Donald Trump. That was there at the insurrection. Punished the black son of a bitches and heifers too. Don't let them go unscathed. Give them some time too. They ain't got to go home, but they got to go to the big house. I told you about that black girl. I keep mentioning her standing there with a white man and she was eating a bag of potato chips. Too stupid to know she'd being interviewed at some most important time in the, you know, during the insurrection, and she's eating some pork rinds or something. You can tell she's not too bright. And that this white man probably knew that when he got hooked up with her. But people see that, they say, oh, isn't that sweet? It's an interracial couple. Or it's a gay couple. Now, don't get me wrong. You can be for Donald Trump and have the wrong intentions, you know, but the right intentions. That means you just are Republicans or so forth. But how in the world can people now leave the Democratic Party to join the Republican Party? Somebody who is said to have defrauded the United States of America. Just like that little boy they got in Jamaica, they tried to get back in the United States, a young man, let's put it that way. Donald Trump knew what he was doing. Every time he tried to sell you a bunch of crock, like the other day he's talking about doing away with the Constitution. Do you hear what I'm talking about? Did you not hear it at that time? As soon as they heard that in Peru, they put their foot up the president behind. Got him by the scruff of his neck and the scruff of his pants. His feet didn't touch the floor. They got him out of the presidential palace so quick. We here laugh at it. It's funny. We want to be entertained. Even if it means that we're going to die while laughing. I've created the term such as dramedy, which means the combination of drama and comedy. Meaning it ain't holding my interest and it ain't funny. Nay, sheesh. Larry Lamont is the only person now in the country giving you these things as being the elder statesman here. From the time I was a child, working with local government, working with state government, working with federal government, being in the Democratic Committee with a card in my pocket saying I was a member. Sheesh. I'm just as well as George Washington or Ben Franklin or Thomas Jefferson. I am the elder statesman of this country. They could put my statue right there in Statuary Hall and they wouldn't go wrong. Because they can't show anything I've done against anybody or anything or any act of local, state, or federal government. And if they get me in a court, the judge got to say, you know, I have to commend you first of all. You're very honest. You're very this. You're very that. All the bosses didn't like me, but what did they have to do? They had to commend me. You know, one thing, I wish I had 10 more like you. What are 10 more fools or Sambos or whatever? He wanted 10 more like me. He didn't say, I want to get rid of you and I don't want no more like you. I want more like you. Because you are all right. And I learned that from Pappy. You know, I told you the stories about Pappy. I told you the story about Mother. Pappy had a third grade education. He walked barefoot behind Jim Mule, plowing on a land that really was not going to produce any crops, but the measly crops that it did come up would give them some type of substance between game that he would catch, possums, squirrels, raccoons. They ate all that, and he ate all that as a man back in the house. He liked a good coon. I saw some boys hold up a coon on the internet yesterday. 35 pounds, said it was a record. That was Pappy. It got him to over 100 years old. Why you eating that raw steak, tartare, and so forth, because that's what you do in Wisconsin or other places I'm hearing. And you'd be dead before the week gets over. I told a guy that, you know, I worked at the restaurant, and he always tell me, Larry, you want some of this? Now, they didn't want to give me a lunch, but he always went and got him some hamburger meat, got him an egg, busted egg in it, and so forth, got some crackers, and he ate that. And I told him, I said, you better stop eating that raw meat. I said, I appreciate you offering me that. I said, no, I don't want none. I didn't want any. I hear that they call it cannibal meat, tiger meat also. But after they got rid of me, I come in trying to deal with them and I talk to them and saw the same manager come back on a visit. Dinah, stomach cancer. Thin. No longer with that dumb grin on his face. And I'm not gloating because I was hoping there's something I could do to help him, to ease him. If I could give him some blood or some bone marrow or whatever, I would have been glad to do that, no matter how bad he treated me. Sheesh. But I could do but give him a prayer and a good word. You're looking good. Good to see you. Then he wants to shake my hand. I didn't tell him a gloat to say, told you not to eat that meat. But I'm telling you folks, we're going to do some special programs. The year's not over with. I'm not done with you yet. I haven't turned you loose yet. Donald Trump haven't given up on you. I haven't given up on you. But now they're making recommendation, the commission voted 100%. accept the recommendations and the findings of the commission and to give it to the DOJ, the Department of Justice. And the Department of Justice already said that they're not really going to take it into mind. You should take it into mind. Every bit of evidence, whether it's that, whether it's Mueller report, whether it's reports that come from governors of the states, complaints, all those things you should know about. His press conferences, his words, his, I'm not going to leave the White House because I got the army behind me. His marching across Lafayette Square with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs to a church to postulate without asking permission from the parson and the board of the church. Could he do so? He made it for a prop, just like he did to Tuskegee Airmen and his grandson. He's shown that he don't care for black men and black people. He showed that he don't care for the military heroes. So this man came because his commander ordered him to come or invited him to come. So instead of saying, no, I wouldn't come, the colonel and his grandson came. Some people don't understand that situation, but they became a prop. I said at the State of the Union address, and now everybody uses that term, prop. That's a moot term. It was used as a prop because he didn't like them, neither one. He probably told Barron, his young son, something derogatory about that young black boy. Guarantee you he did, knowing his pedigree. But he's all raising his hand so everybody can get up on their feet and turn around and clap up the balcony at them. You got to know when somebody is bullshitting you. The Donald Trump is bullshitting you. Anybody that wants him for another term after being impeached twice, and then the people said, but afterwards, there was the Republicans, I wish I had voted for impeachment and so forth. All they could have did was prevented him from ever holding office again, federally or statewide. And that's what they're trying to impose on him. They're not necessarily trying to put him on a gallows, which they actually probably could do with the things he have done. I have no problem telling you that. He has done some things that in some places he would be charged with treason and executed, even as a former president. But I feel knowing that he will have to go back to his business as was found guilty of fraud a week or so ago, he is not going to be able to run for governor or senator or president or congressman, but he can run for dog catcher. He can run for maybe the head of the cemetery board. That's local. And if you're stupid enough to want to put him or put his family in that, when you look at the fact that his sister, his niece, even his daughter was telling them, said, look, you got to do something, Pappy. You can't sit here eating jelly donuts when the country is being torn apart. That he made no call at all. I think the vice president stated, Vice President Pence said that he didn't talk to Trump until 8 days afterwards. That's criminal. That's criminal. I don't care how stupid and retarded he is. Then punish him accordingly. He don't have the intelligence to hold the office. Did you hear what I'm telling you? I'm telling you only what is right. Now, if you think I'm telling you something that's wrong, let me know. We're going to talk in the future on this, probably maybe on this Friday, Flashback Friday, when more information comes out. The Donald's already laughing at this, calling it a kangaroo court. He thinks everything is funny till the time you start bringing charges against him and he's arrested, because he's going to have to turn himself in. And if he don't, they'll come get him. It's just like those congressmen that got the affidavit or subpoenas to appear before the Congress. It's recommended that they be prosecuted, as some are already serving time because they did not. Some members of the inner circle of Donald Trump. I know my enemy when I see it. Donald Trump is my enemy. The people that I described to you tonight that doing the bad things to black people or to our country are my enemies. I have no problem telling you that. Or they are not doing things in my best interest. That means not in the best interest of my children, not in the best interest of my grandchildren, not in the best interest of Pappy, not even in the best interest of you. And I'm looking out for you. I promise you, when I started running for office and I started doing different things, I took an oath to myself and to God that I was going to do the best job I could do. And I've done that. Just like when I took those jobs working and I told a white man I wanted to work, I wanted to have a better job. I wanted to have his job and probably should have been in his position. But because racism and so forth, just like Pappy, I couldn't get that job. I held on to that job being mistreated and abused for years, maybe 5 years or so, not missing a day. Not missing a day of work. Walking in snowstorm, blizzard, snow to your knees with that broom handle, just walking. Because you don't give me enough money to buy a car. Then when I get to hurry up, I got to do the work of five or six people like Cinderella. And civil rights didn't want to defend me until I got this program and they heard civil rights being said publicly on the airwaves. And they said, oh, we got to do something. So when, you know, Facebook kicked me off and I got back, they talked to him. It wasn't 10 minutes. That's all it took. Now, if they do the same thing with Twitter, I could be back on Twitter tomorrow. But this guy, they had already told him. The white folks had already told this black guy. They had already sent letters saying, let me know if they do anything else. And he's telling me what he can't do. Did you not tell me what you would do if I let you know that they still mess with your boy? Let's show you how they get our people. They make Uncle Toms and so forth out of our folks. They pay for folks. You know, they wanted me to be the director of the Department of Civil Rights locally. The director wanted me to replace him when he retired. And I said, I don't mind doing that. I might now be in charge of civil rights for the United States government, no less the state. But I told him, I said, look, you don't have any real power. You got to do what you told. I said, am I right? I said, you can't bring up what you know to be racist problems locally and what you need in order to be the solution. He said, you're right. I said, well, I don't need the job. He said, I understand what you're talking about. I said, because I don't need no more grief that I know what needs to be done, but I can't do it because this man got my arm behind my back in a hammerlock telling me you're going to lose your job and your livelihood if you open your mouth. I don't have to kiss his ass. He ain't got hold of my arm, and I can say loud and clear what need to be said about the Department of Civil Rights, about the local police department ain't worth the shit, I know you hear me. And talking about these young black women here ain't worth the same thing. They want to start messing with me because I walk by them. They shouldn't know nothing about me. I'm an old man. Why are you bothering me? Old white man walk by them. They don't say a word. That's Uncle Tom. That's Sambo. That's Aunt Jemima. I'm telling you. That's why they sit and watch too many of those types of movies like that. I won't. The novel is in a lot of doo-doo. In a world of mess. And I ain't pissing on your leg. I'm telling you that it's rain. I'm giving you facts. You can take it to the bank and get real good hard currency on that because they tell you that will sell anywhere. I'm not happy that that had to happen, but y'all the one that voted Donald John Trump into office. The same man that did all these things then took the deficit brother body from New York City, as far as I know, brought it to the White House, and then stood with his wife waving goodbye as the hearse drive away. He couldn't even accompany his brother's body to the cemetery or to the train station or whatever. He didn't have that much love for his own flesh and blood. They probably didn't get along when they were alive, but he wanted to use his brother as a prop. He wanted to use his own brother's death as a media moment, a sound bite. We're going to be back here again on Flashback Friday. God bless you. Keep you. I want you to always remember the House of Larry Lamont. You know, they're doing some renovation, they said here. I'm trying to see about this thing they want to load up on here, improvements, and maybe it will change things. That will change the phone calls and change the music. I'm not trying to bother anything till they do that. They said they will do it automatically, so I'm letting you know I'm not doing it. So if anything messed up, they messed it up. I looked the other day. I said, no, I'm not going to do this because it wouldn't make any sense for me to do it. But you know, you listen to the House of Lerdemons. And I want you to always know that what you hear is what I believe. If you can show any differently, please do so. It's like Pappy said, Reverend Cook said in Chicago. Reverend Cook said that I don't care what you think about me, but I love you an awful lot. And that's Larry Lamont. I love you an awful lot because I give you the truth. I don't try to insult you in doing it. We'll be back here on Flashback Friday to deal with what's going on in this country and in this world. I know they don't like it, but that's just the way it is. You take it easy. Watch out for that weather. We'll be back to talk to you the weekend. All right, you ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here. Sheesh.